This chart that you see here reflects the five-year cost by year. The projected five-year cost for software is $1.8 million. Regarding project premises, we have established internal project teams which carry over from our Lawson version 10 S3 implementation, global human resources, and talent management project. This includes operational project teams, global HR team, the finance team, school department operations team, training and testing coordination team, technical team, and projects and the project steering committee, comprised of Dr. Glover, Dr. Salkeld, and myself. We are assessing requirements for implementation of these INFOR ERP financial system modules. This may include an RFP, request for proposal, that will identify the specifications necessary to implement the INFOR Financial Cloud Suite system. These specifications will also include interface connectivity with the PeopleSoft ERP modules to be defined by the San Diego County Office of Education. Once an implementation schedule is defined, a board report will be developed stipulating milestones and corresponding timelines. In closing, this project will provide the necessary data integrity and financial reporting requirements of our financial systems operation. The benefits of having an integrated ERP system will allow us to develop and promote operational efficiencies district-wide, improving data sharing, information collaboration, and security will be evident through an integrated ERP platform. By implementing the INFOR Cloud Suite financial system, we establish a solid system foundation from which we can build the necessary processes and reporting schemes for our daily financial operations. This concludes my presentation. May I address any questions you may have?
Any questions from the board? Arturo.
Thank you, Mr. Mike. Couple questions regarding information sharing with the County Office of Education. How is it going to be possible to get this software to communicate with the County Office?
Ms. Deanne, I could barely hear that. I'm not too concerned about that. The ERP systems have predefined specifications. We're concerned with any special requirements the San Diego County Office of Education might have. I have an ERP collaboration meeting with the San Diego County Office of Education, Terry Loftus and Mark Seca, every 2 weeks. To this point, I believe they'll be collaborative, and we hope to define those specification details once this particular item is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have one speaker to this item? Did you want to take the speaker now?
No, I want to ask David a question.
Okay.
How's that collaboration going with the county, David?
He asked how the collaboration was going with the county.
As well as can be expected.
Good answer. Okay, who did we
good
need?
Answer. We have one speaker, Kathleen Shears.
Reviewing this agenda item, there appears to be an attachment that would help the community to weigh in. This May 19th, 2019 letter from Michael Simonson, Assistant Soup of San Diego County Office of Education. Why is it not attached to this agenda item? The county is offering us a temporary bridge. They stand willing to offer PeopleSoft at zero cost. This agenda item of $300K plus going forward, why? We don't have the money. Stop acting like that tree in front of the district office is a money tree. Our landscapers, as good as they are, have not found a fertilizer that turns leaves into dollar bills. We are broke. We will end this year with a negative fund balance. We are near, if not at, bankruptcy. I stand here lost. I hear the words transparency, yet this item shows none. I hear things are better. No, we are in a deficit. I hear trust us. How can I? I am being told what you want me to hear. Matty Adato went online and reviewed PeopleSoft, and I quote, it has a 4-star review. The only one with negatives is Sweetwater, end of quote. Sweetwater with 4 systems, none of which speak to each other. Sweetwater offering to its community the same old financial advisors, the same old lack of scope audits. At this point, it's clear. The dais believes it knows more than anyone else. A dais who chose to continue the deficit audit death spiral versus address it head-on 4-plus years ago with a forensic audit. Own it. You sit there and ask for trust. How can I?
No further speakers.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Paul. So, David, you explain the differences between the PeopleSoft system and its lifespan and the integration capability of this Infor system. Contrast those for us.
She asked you to contrast the PeopleSoft system with the Infor system, correct?
Right.
Yes. And she wants you to explain the contrast and the lifespan of the systems.
Understood. Basically, the PeopleSoft ERP system is at end of life based on information that's been released by Oracle indicating that they will stop support in 2026, I believe. And so usually companies will establish some sort of end of life with a warning message, so to speak, which will allow companies to either upgrade, enhance, or replace the system. Now, although we've presented this particular concern to San Diego County Office of Education, they believe that the system life will continue. However, when Oracle, which owns PeopleSoft, announces that they will stop development of that product, it's very disconcerting to try to go onto a system that is at end of life. With regard to the Infor Financial Cloud Suite, Infor has invested a considerable amount of money developing the Cloud Suite architecture. That is at the early stages of the system development lifecycle or system lifecycle. We anticipate that system will last us minimally 10 years, although we will be evaluating every 5 years to ensure that our systems are functioning accordingly and that we can develop appropriately in upcoming years. But that is the major concern. Also, the current PeopleSoft ERP system is not a cloud-based system. In addition, they are making plans, and again, I don't have details of those plans, regarding changing the middleware and reporting aspects of the PeopleSoft ERP system. They've recently announced that there's a new reporting analytics tool, that they call it, that will be released. That would be initial stages to try to circumvent the end-of-life concerns regarding that particular product. Was she able to hear that, DM?
Yes. We're just trying to get you to hear everybody in the room.
Can you also speak to some of the I think one of the things that the district started back in 2006 when they moved to a different system and were trying to begin the steps to move to an integrated system between HR, financials, and other pieces. But of course that was halted when the recession came along, and since we've been in office, we started that process because it's obviously an extreme need. This whole year has demonstrated that is a great need. We've seen it in audit reports, recommendations. The school services report also identified those needs, so this is part of our work to try and address that. But also some of the pieces that are key in a financial system, and in the HR system would be probably position control, key piece, correct? And budgeting, correct? Do those work in the PeopleSoft system as it is?
Hear you. Can he hear?
We
receive
can't hear
portions
him.
Of that, and if I may repeat, you're asking if various components of budgeting are currently functional within the PeopleSoft ERP or finance system. Was that correct?
Yeah, that and position control.
And position control. With regard to